I can't complain. Headed to the house, I'm done. I'd already been at the house, but I had to stop and get gas. So. But other than that, getting a little bit of fog over this way.
Five in the morning?
It's right around five, yeah.
Okay.
Done early. I got done about, about 4:40, something like that. And I had to go get gas.
It's kind of amazing that the fuel prices for this time of year are pretty darn good.
At my house, they're a little over $2. Same place that I normally buy my gas. It's $1.98 in Clemson, so since I was there, I just went ahead and swung by there and filled up.
You know, here's the thing. You know, when South Carolina gets their crap together and starts fixing these roads and gets it, so I was on a traveler's rest with Danny, so I didn't realize about Morales and those guys up there. That's some heck of a road up that way. Look, at he's almost got things ready to get the engine out of that thing, and I found out we had to use four-wheel drive just to get up in there. Pretty cool, yes, because I was able to, like, knee help me a little bit. I got out of the truck, and I was able to negotiate some of the stuff about the stumps and all that stuff. I was able to do it. It was hard to do it, but I did it.
Can't make you out. Barely can't hear you.
Get it all.
In the driveway. If you would, pass 73's on to everybody and see if you can bring that station in, because all I'm getting is a carrier and no modulation. So I'll catch you tomorrow, KM4 and AP clear.
Alright, clear with you. Station, go ahead and try that again.
DFW Mobile. DOT Mobile. FW. Hey, how you doing this morning, Tim?
Alright, good morning, Ken. How are you?
Yep, doing well this morning. And just for a Monday.
How's the weekend go?
Well, we just, me and Mama just chilled out. She had off yesterday, so that was good. And good morning now.
I just talked to Ed. He's already done in Hebrew. He's already home.
Are you?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Good morning now.
Got to the bottom of that cell phone issue yesterday. Remember when I was having the battle with Spectrum? There was a Wi-Fi issue. They put a, somehow on that phone, there was a way you could put a password in it to, so that you couldn't call out. And the password didn't match password. And I didn't even know you could do that. One of the people sort of said, help me, my brother, figure it out. We figured it out.
We contact on 17 meters over the weekend.
17 was going to be good this weekend.
100 miles. I thought that was pretty good.
This is a funny man. You never know what you're going to get.
Where was he?
Yeah, he was out in New Mexico. I heard people talking on 60 meters. I've been down there a few times, but I never heard anybody on 60, but there was a couple of guys on there on 60.
The way there again, if you got to find, listen to WWV on 5 megahertz. That'll tell you how active 60 meters is. Find some broadcast stations down there.
Shortwave stations that come on 40 meters, but they're off by about 8 o'clock.
It's nice that they did that, because years ago they weren't. There was this old AM or his call, or give his call the way he did phonetically. Let me think about what it was. K4, Can't for be what he said. And he and Esther, you know how. And that guy had such a city, an old World War II vet. And that guy, I don't know what the heck he was running, but man, he used to run an old plate modulated AM, pair of 833s, modulated by a pair of 833s, and that, and some kind of homebrew in the art of your art or something. And man, that guy, I remember he used to get on here and he was stronger than the broadcast stations were. I was like, God darn. I never forget that.
Good Valentine's, Tim.
Well, kind of. We really hadn't got together to do it yet. You know, she had to work Friday. And, matter of fact, she had to go in early. So, basically, I got home, and she had to hit the door. So, then she had to work Saturday night. So, she slept all day Saturday. And she had a meeting last night. So, she slept most of the day yesterday. So, good grief, but tonight will be probably first night and probably three nights we'll sit down and eat dinner together. So, you know, we haven't had a chance to go out and do no eating or nothing yet. So we'll probably go out maybe one day this week or something and try to catch some good food.
You'll enjoy that.
Friend XC Mobile.
Good for TFW.
I got my Tim help me get my antenna up Saturday.
On the air?
I got to drill a hole in a connector box on the outside.
Maybe get the SWR right.
I mean, my radio's got a SWR meter on it.
Yeah, Roger.
I had it hooked up before. I never had a problem with it. I mean, I didn't have to make any adjustments. I've got an automatic tuner, so I never had an issue with it.
Have you talking to you in the evening on it?
So you know, you use that making that hole for that connector. Use one of those little advanced ones, those little cheap unit bits, and one of them is just exactly the right size. And you just center punch it, and it's tapered. It'll pull it right off to the right size. You slide the piece right in there, easy, without fighting.
And that's what I used on. That's what I use on all my pass-through connectors. But I didn't put my pass-through connectors in. I wasn't going to, you know, give them an opportunity to get corroded or anything, so I figured I'll just drill them as I add them. I've got, I think, six possible antenna slots. I've got six coaxes running from my little Radio Shack area out to that connector box.
You're complicated.
About that MFJ antenna, did you ask me about?
About it, and I called HRO, and I talked to them, and they talked to me about the gap antenna, like the Titan, which I think's 21 feet tall. I was looking for a vertical antenna, and they steered me. They said that one was fine, but I told them I wanted something that I didn't need a bunch of ground counterpoise for, and they steered me to that one. And I talked to the, I called GAP, the people who make GAP antennas, and I talked to them as well. And I ended up just settling. I mean, that was going to be $400 to $500. So I ended up just settling on trying to get that Windham antenna back up and running. And after 2.5 tedious hours, miserable hours, out on that transmission.
Yeah, Roger, you did.
Antennas can be very challenging things to work with.
It just saved me some money. I already had it, and we'll see how it does. If it doesn't turn out very well, then I'll look at something else. Get it. Probably say, I'd say 28 feet. What do you think, Tim?
QRT, yeah, roger that. I'd say a solid 28 to 30 feet on the far end. Yeah, I'd say at least 28 feet. It's got a little bit of a dip in the middle, which is to be expected, but it ought to do really well. It's way up there.
Heard perfectly.
My level up there anyway, and so I, you know, that's just what, that's one of the reasons I wanted to go with a vertical.
If it's going vertical here, and you see it, you go, oh boy.
Gil.
Up on, where there's so much junk around here, it's RF Central. There's power lines, there's this, there's that, there's my building's got cement in it, which conducts RF, and there's MC cable in it. It's just got, it's got every bad thing for RF you don't want to have.
Well, to the people that make those gap antennas, and he told me, you know, because the antenna I'm looking at, it's the ground planes on it, which are 80 inches, I think they're 80 inches span. That's to be 7 feet off the ground. And I told him, I said, well, this is next to a building. He asked me what the material was, and I told him I have concrete, like a hardy board siding with metal roof. And he said none of that would affect it.
It's got metallic paint on it. Paint there, it wouldn't be a problem.
The location of that, where I was going to put that thing anyhow. I mean, it'd have been right in between two buildings.
They say it doesn't matter, but it does in some cases. Like I said, my building's got metallic paint on it, and that's what's causing the issue, not so much the cement. It's the paint.
That's what I got right now. I just didn't have the money to go out, and because the shipping on those things was $150, so $400 some odd for the antenna, $150 shipping. Good grief! It'd be like having a Cadillac and not being able to afford to put a tag on it. So I just stuck with what I had.
For a while, I'll get this stuff, and I'm going to build exactly what we need. Gary and I talked about, we know how to build it, and that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're going to put it up there, and I bet you it's going to work fine. It's going to be a little paint to do it. And like I said, it's the paint on this, man. My tower has Hamrite paint on it, and the Hamrite paint is metallic. So now you've got, now the tower with the paint on the tower and everything else, and it's close to the roof on the building, there's all kinds of issues.
I'm gonna jump out of here. Good to hear everybody this morning. 7-3 to you, and hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow. KK4POT.
7-3's Tim. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
KK4 next seat.
The signal's hanging right in this morning.
I'm over the weekend. I made my first contact on 17 meter.
This morning I was thinking about going ahead and start studying. I think I might download the app, study for that ultra test. I'm sorry, extra.
Take it together, the book and those emails I've been sending to you, that's good through the end of June. After the end of June, then they change the book.
Trying to get on my wife about going ahead and getting hers, and because of the change in June, which she went to about 3 classes, but then she started, her work schedule got all in the way and some other things, but anyhow, I'm going to try to encourage her, maybe her and I can study together at the same time. Just take 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, the technician's test doesn't change until, I think, end of June 2022.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm going to take it now just to get it done unless I can finish. I've been going to do it for years. You know, a lot of times I didn't study for it and got clothes. I was in the middle of working at the lawnmower shop, doing all kinds of things, just didn't spend the time I needed to spend to do it. Hideous thing.
Ready to test that antenna. Text me on that and we'll see if we can't make contact.
I'm able to do that since it's not a near vertical.
With you being, you're a little bit higher elevation than I am, and that, and so, you know what I mean, it might get the, what do you call it, you know, ground waves rather than skip.
Yes. I doubled with you.
Yes.
30 miles as the crow flies.
Yeah, that's probably on a maybe.
Because when I lived in New Milford, Connecticut up north, I used to listen to guys on 80 meters all the time. And this one guy used to run his GX60, which is 50 watts on AM. And one day I was talking to him on the phone. I said, you guys, you know, it's pretty funny. The nighttime comes in, he goes, I can't hear you. Very well. I goes, well, I'll tell you what, I bet you when I ran my high power, but he went to 900 watts and I listened for him. I'll tell you what. When he ran 900 watts, he was loud. You'll get it. You'll get that. You'll hear each other, no problem. There might be a little time when the band's long, and what you might have to do is use the, you know, use your, narrow the receiver up a little bit. And what helps a lot, too, is you know what I found out? You use those little earphones, little earbuds in your ear, you'd be surprised how much better you can hear without the speaker doesn't do you a lot of justice. Try that, you'll be surprised.
A set of earphones, and I know there is a difference in those.
Take the receiver, you kind of, you can narrow it up, you know, with a little bit. And you'd be surprised. You can pull a lot of things out.
Congratulate you, Al, this morning. You're the clearest I've ever heard you.
It doesn't seem to be around this morning. I don't know what it was. I certainly don't know what it is. But whatever it is, doesn't seem to be here.
Modulation is clear this morning. You know, a lot of times I have to really listen to understand what you're saying because it sounds like you're right up on top of the mic. But your modulation, I mean, everything, I mean, you're crystal clear like I'm sitting in the room with you. It sounds good.
I can also, I'm feeling better. I can breathe a little better this morning, which is probably helping some of it.
True, and being further away definitely gives you a clearer sound.
The building, too, so you have to remember that because of the way the ceiling design is in the room. Now, you guys are sounding great this morning. I did anything at all. I just wish I had something that would work. I wish this hamstick didn't short out. If I had some kind of mobile antenna, take 150 watts, I'd stick another mobile antenna right on a tower and do that again. But an antenna with a better coil in it. Right in the ground, but I'm really afraid with the dog and the kids out there, you know.
Eat some steaks on Friday night?
She ended up doing venison and beef meatloaf. It was extremely good. As a matter of fact, Tim and I, Saturday, we split and busted up, stacked, and cut wood up until about noon. And we had cold meatloaf sandwiches, man, with mayonnaise and ketchup. All those things are good.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I haven't made a meatloaf out of venison yet, but it's on my list.
Of course, really good.
You're getting home, and she said she had already set the just so it saved me some time. It turned out good. We had a good dinner together.
All that matters, right?
She's an amazing woman. I'm really blessed and thankful to the Lord for her. She's a good girl.
Francis Chili?
Over.
Better double with you.
Double? She uses venison, ground venison on taco baits and tacos and anything and everything.
Good. First time I had. I don't know if that's really, it was good.
From a deer that I got up in Ohio, you know, and that thing lived right there on the farm, so it tastes a lot better than these deer that we have down here that are just foraging through acorns. I mean, there's definitely a difference in taste.
I noticed that you gave me, man, that was some awesome venison.
You put some vinegar in and you cook it, because it gets kind of gamey if you don't do it right around here.
Normally I do soak them overnight or something in either salt or vinegar, just depends, but there's other things you can put them in too. But that deer turned out good. I was very pleased with how that meat tasted.
I'm here for my Monday morning, so I hope everybody has a good day. Looking forward to catching you again maybe tomorrow. And I'll say 73, KN4, TFW.
TFW, KK4, NXC. You have a good day, 73s to you. I will not catch you tomorrow, but hopefully I'll catch you Wednesday morning. I've got to make a trip down to Hartwell, Georgia. But have a good one, and you have a safe work day. See you, Ken.
Down in the barrier, but I can still hear you though.
I hear you. We're out of the hole.
Okay, man. From the Daytona 500 today, this afternoon.
What's up with that? I don't know.
With the NASCAR's changed so much. I kind of like football, same thing. It's so rigged, it's sad. I'm just wondering, just curious.
39 degrees. It was 38 degrees up at the house.
As yesterday morning was. Anyway, the funny thing is, he didn't have enough tools to get that thing out, but he had another head. I gave back his chain and stuff. I told him how to get it out. So he's going to chain it and get it over. And the funny thing is, we fixed the wrong engine. The one that he's taken out is in better shape than the one I fixed. It was just hard getting there.
Why he fools with old engines. He's a lot of money in them things.
That's something. That thing's got mechanical four-wheel drive in it. It's all mechanical. It's the way to go. He gets that running good, it's going to rip. I mean, it does pretty good for what it is. And I was surprised those little Rangers are, they're pretty good old trucks, and I'll tell you what. It did pretty well. We were up in the woods with that thing. It does pretty darn good.
I mean, he's always bragging about it.
Size tires he's got, what he's got, does pretty good. You know, it's kind of like, and he got rid of all the electronic stuff so that it's all mechanical, which is a lot more reliable.
That's what mine is. I got a mechanical four-wheel drive. I do like it better than the electric, because I've been with guys where the electric has failed.
Fun to fix that stuff on the side of the road when you have to.
But in that situation, we definitely had to work on it.
Things, but, you must be getting down to the area. I'm somewhat hearing it, though. Peter's doing better the last couple days than it did. I think when they get all that antenna work done and get the amplifier and finish everything up, I think with the antenna phased and stuff, I think it's going to be a real good deal when they get it done. do is it's going to make things a lot, it's going to have a better coverage in the bad spots. It's also going to be really, really like it used to be. They're going to send me some more SIM cards so I can use. I want to try that voice on that Mac Mini. I can't wait to try the computer and start learning to be able to use a computer again, because I really need the skills. I'll be able to, and that way I'll be able to use voice to communicate, and also I'll be able to read stuff, to research stuff. That will help a lot. Because ago I didn't have to do it because I had sighted people to do it all the time. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, but when you don't have that access, you know, you gotta adapt.
Right.
We're a lot better. You know, I'm hurt more. I mean, the likelihood of survival isn't the best for what I've got, but you know what? If I sit around and be afraid of everything and not do anything, I'm doing myself and everybody else a disservice, and I'm cheating myself and the people that I can teach knowledge, teach things to. I'm cheating everybody, and that's wrong. So I made up my mind that whatever happens, I'm going to go for it all the way.
Good attitude to have.
For the first time, I'm starting to be happy about it. Look in the books and you look on people with cancer and all kinds of survival things, and the people that are negative and stuff, the body changes its physiological makeup, and lots of people die just for that reason, no other reason at all.
See, no, that's true. I've known several people who've gone through some severe cancer, bone cancer, and that attitude does make a difference.
Well, my psychiatrist told me many years ago, he said that, I don't know how to put this on here. I'll say what he told me when I was doing really bad. He says, you just got the I don't give a darn. Well, I won't say what he said on here. The I don't give a darn syndrome. It was funny because when he described it to me, I said, you know what, you got it. And he told me 35, 40 years ago, he said, you won't need antidepressants ever again after this. He said, you're just going through time right now that you need it for now. And he goes, you're one of those people that can't function good on drugs. And he's probably not even alive now. But you know what? The guy, Dr. Goss, he taught me a lot. A lot, too, is the fact my mom had, I guess they would call her bipolar. And she had chronic depression issues. So what I used to have to do when she had problems, I knew she didn't have a problem unless something was causing it. So I'd go into the psychiatrist's office with her and him. We'd just all discuss it together, and he'd explain to me how to deal with it. And so I learned when she had a problem, it was caused by something. So I had to get down to the underlying cause that was causing her to have a problem. So it taught me a lot of how to think.
And people that struggle with that can be hard to be around.
What I found out was, as long as she was treated right, she didn't have the problem. If I avoided her from having the problem, there wasn't a problem at all.
Get over that?
It's never going to go away. She just had to cope with it. She had cancer on top of it. And by the time we figured it out, she only had 30 hours to live, so it was kind of a hectic thing. I didn't know she had cancer. Somehow they figured it out. I don't know how, but I didn't know about it, and I was not accepting it very well. So it was very tough. It was a hard thing. There's a lady in Stamford, Connecticut. Her name was Judy Murphy. She wanted me to marry her, and I told her no because I couldn't leave my mom, and she's still mad at me to this day over it.
Did your mom struggle with that cancer?
Struggled with it for about 10, 12 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
We figured it out. She had 30 hours to go. It was a sudden slam. That was the hardest thing when someone's got 3 hours to go and you got to sit down and make all decisions. Like, what in the world? And you're not accepting because I was working in a lawnmower shop. I had a lot of things going on at the time. I had to move, and I had to move 1,000 miles. Move a shop is a nightmare.
These are tough situations to go through.
I had cancer, too, and he was an idiot, so that didn't help. And I had to deal with him, and he wanted to burn my mom and burn me, steal her house, steal everything he had, because he ran a divorce on me, which it wasn't my fault. I was trying to do the right thing for what she needed, and he couldn't accept that. God. My stepmom, she's not my mom, she's the one that set me up to cause this whole problem involved in right now. I like the challenge.
Sounds like you got a decent attitude going through the whole thing. Just keep it up.
Two last couple of days, it really made me think about it. If you ever heard of Dennis Prager, show, listen to the happy hour that Dennis Prager has. He made me think about a lot of things.
Off and on, I don't, normally when I'm in the car, I don't hear a lot of radio, but I have listened to it, and sometimes I catch him on the internet.
Sometimes, but you know what, his ideas, you know, his ideas are pretty good, and I think for the most part, he's right.
He's doing it. Well, as much as I hate it, I'm destinated here at work. I've got about 4 minutes to get in there and punch the clock. I hope you have a good day. 7-3s to you, and maybe I'll catch you Wednesday morning. KK4NXC, I'm going to be clear on your final.
23s, KI4, I'm really clear. I say 7-3s. And I talked to you pretty much all the way on the scratch here, but you made it all the way in. So KI4, MLN 73s for now, and catch you later on. KI4, MLN.